video games are a very interesting, powerful, and fairly new area of media to consider. One of the really interesting things from a developmental sense is that they are arguably the best teaching tool we have, or the best technologically based teaching tool we have, in the sense that you are not only being exposed to situations and people and concepts the way you are with television or movies, but you're an active player in them. You actively drive the narrative, and you make decisions and choices and moves that will then change the direction of what's going on. What that means, of course, is this is essentially a virtual reality, that you are immersed in an environment with a set of conditions, that you are asked by the gameplay to behave in certain ways. If you do it really well, you get rewarded. You also get more complicated and interesting narratives. If you do it badly, you get punished. So you are inside what psychologists call behavioral scripts. And behavioral scripts are how we learn anything. It's how we learn to say please and thank you. It's how we learn to please our parents and to do well in school. But if you're in an environment where, for example, you are learning how to play soccer well, it will help you learn soccer strategy. It won't help you kick a ball. It will help you think about how to play the game. If you're in a game where you're approaching the world over the barrel of a weapon and your job is to kill them before they kill you, you will get better at that. So it really is content-driven with video games. The medium itself is neutral. We give the valence of good or bad or destructive to it. Unfortunately, the most popular video games, even among very young kids, are the ones that reward you for doing violence against others.